This is Believe in Buckeyes. This show is brought to you by Bet Online. Chimp, hit him with the ad.
So the tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up until the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to BetOnline today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
And if you have any issues with gambling, always feel free to reach out to 1-800-GAMBLERS at 24/7 to help you out. Anything you may need in that category. But yes, this is Believe in Buckeyes with Brian Brownie and Chindi Chekwa, All-American cornerback Chindi Chekwa. We have a great show. We got to see some actual football, man. Chim got to sneak into one of those spring practices. The guys was full pass. They was full go. And exciting times in the after coming to the end of March. Chim, how was practice? How you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, practice was good, man. You know, when you get a chance to go to practice, especially when a lot of other former players are there. Some I know, some I don't even know, right? But I get a chance to connect with a bunch of different guys, exchange phone numbers with some 80s Buckeyes, mm-hmm. some 90s Buckeyes, and you know, get to talk to the coaches, meet some recruits, all that stuff. So that was fun. But also, you get the chance to actually watch the guys in action. So I have a few key takeaways from this most recent practice in terms of what I saw, what I was able to see. You know, I'm looking at a lot of different things, talking to a lot of different people. But, you know, one, the offense was rolling.
Yeah. Kelly's offense was rolling.
Chip Kelly's offense was rolling. Guys. Making plays all over the field, deep plays. And now it was like student appreciation day. So there was a bunch of students there as well. There was a lot of recruits there as well. There was, recruits' moms and high school coaches and stuff. The offense was putting on, they decided clearly before that practice that they were going to put on a show. And boy, they did. So that was big. You know, I think that was big. Another thing was, the defense, you know, the linebackers, there's some very, very large, athletic linebackers on Ohio State's roster. And those guys, when you look at them, they have a lot of potential. C.J. Hicks, I saw, at least in this practice, was going with the starting unit. And when he's downhill, when he's blitzing, he's an explosive player. Arvo Reese, most of the time he was playing the Mike linebacker with the twos. And, man, he is a big guy. He is a big guy who can move well. So that was interesting. And Sonny Styles at the linebacker position, moving closer to the line of scrimmage, no longer playing safety. Just another guy. So interested to see how those guys develop there. I think the offense rolling, those linebackers were two key areas of things that kind of came out. That I saw.
Now, I know, obviously, that group, those are the younger guys, the emerging guys, more like in that linebacker position. I know basically the field general now, kind of taking over from Tommy Eckenberg, is Cody Simon stepping in that position. And I know now, you know, since things that happened up north, the guys now have like the radio headsets on, right? Kind of playing that mic position. Did you notice anything there? Did that look a little bit different? Basically, I was in college football. This, you know, it's brand new. You know, that's usually something that's held on to the NFL with the radio and the helmet. Could you catch anything there?
Yeah. So, you know, I went there. I didn't realize. I know they had decided or they were deciding on allowing guys to wear the headsets and sending in, you know, the play calls in that way. But I didn't realize it was already something that was going on, right? So, you saw the linebackers, the middle linebackers. Arvo Reese had one on. Cody Simon had one on. And, you know, the coaches are on the sideline, give a radio in the call. You see Jim Knowles calling the call. I also saw Jordan Hancock, who's at the nickel corner, also had one on, which was interesting to me because usually a nickel corner doesn't have a lot of information. He just comes in. And it shows the type of
veteran, you know, veteran he is, right? I mean, this is year four for him. Yeah, so.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a new thing, man. College football's changing, right? But yeah, and I guess we owe this to the Michigan cheating scandal, right? I mean, they push it over the top, right? With making that decision to do the radio set.
Yeah, man, you gotta respond. You just can't keep this stuff going up. I know they got rid of some guys, man, but what's gonna stop the new regime coming in and doing the same in a different fashion? So yeah, I like it. So, so like you said, you got some takeaways. Offense looked at explosive, and that's different, right? I mean, last year we made it to a spring practice, and we made it to some fall practice as well, and I think that's when we knew our defense was back, right? I mean, they pretty much kind of they dominated those practices that we went to, right? I mean, we didn't see much from the quarterback play. Regarding running backs, it's kind of always tough for them to kind of really have explosive games and practice and those type of situations. So the defense looked really well. We knew that going into the season, the defense was going to be good. And, you know, sure enough, they had a fantastic year. Now the offense is kind of getting some playback. Now we got Chip Kelly kind of at the rim of things. And that's good to hear. Now, looking at practice, obviously, we got some new guys here, right? We got two freshmen on campus. Never a true freshman. These guys are really supposed to be in high school, right? They decide to leave to end their high school career early. Maybe they get to make it back for prom. I don't know. But they decide to kind of, you know, enlist at Ohio State and begin their college career. And there's a guy that has a lot of hype around him, right? His recruiting is really big. His signing is really big. A lot of hype around that was he actually going to come to Ohio State. And now that he's here, you hear all these stories about this guy, right? And that guy, is wide receiver Jeremiah Smith. Saturday, I mean, did he make a splash? Did you notice him? Was he just a big fast guy? What did he do? What's going on with him?
My goodness, man. So you mentioned these freshmen. So when we played, you know, you didn't really show up until, I mean, some guys showed up in the spring, like Beanie Wells our years and Kirk Coleman, they came in the spring. But most guys showed up in the summer, right? Now it's almost customary to show up starting the beginning of the year, you know, after
driving the season names
in January. So you mentioned like these guys, you know, they still got a high school prom. they may or may not attend. They most likely are not attending, right? It is hard for me to imagine Jeremiah Smith being a senior in high school. Right? That's just hard for me to imagine that just this past football season, he was going against high school cornerbacks, sophomore, junior, freshman cornerbacks. Right, guarding this guy. This guy is special, and you know what he reminds me of is a Joey Bosa coming in as a freshman and looking like a guy who's been there for 3-4 years. That's what he looked like, and yeah, he put on a show. You know, passes from Devin Brown. You know, jump balls, I would say. They look like jump balls, but it seemed like only one guy was able to even jump to go get it. he was impressive. But I think the receivers across the board, man, and not everybody even practiced. You know, if you look at last year, obviously we had great receivers last year. We had great receivers the year before. Mm-hmm. But our last year, our receiving was Marvin Harrison Jr. heavy, right? It wasn't really spread that evenly across. You know, I think this year, because of the development at the quarterback position, because of the structure and the where the offense is at this point already, I think that the ball gets spread around to these receivers more. And I think we get way more production out of the receiving position this year. And a guy that almost feels like he's underrated now is Emeka Buka, right? Like, all these social media highlights of Jeremiah. Emeka Buka had a deep, very, very tough catch. And it was him versus Caleb Downs. They both played it perfectly, and he was able to come down with the ball. So that's what you want to see. You want to see the defense in position, doing everything they're supposed to, and the offense also making some of those plays. And I think in this practice, the offense overall probably won the day.
Yeah. I mean, and that's, like you said, that's kind of different to here, right? I mean, last year we went to the practice, And I remember, I think the offense like kind of technically won the scrimmage, like due to like that point system that they had throughout the day. But I mean, if he was there, it's like you really didn't get much out of the guys until maybe like the end of practice. I think we kind of they hit on some. I think a corner fell down and hit him the deep ball, like you know, something random like that, kind of taking off from there. So that's just really good to hear. Defensively up front, we got a lot of vets back, right? I mean, we have a very strong unit up front coming back. How did they look rushing the passer? Did those guys even practice? I mean, yeah, I feel like those guys are so old now. Did they even practice, man? How's the defensive line look going against our offensive line? Well, we know we need to see some improvement there coming into this season.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is what I kind of liked about it the most. What I did pay attention to and what I did see is there was a lot of pressure on the quarterback. I don't know. You know, it's hard to judge, you know, how the offensive line did. I don't tend to watch the offensive line, but I know the defensive line put a lot of pressure on those quarterbacks. A lot of guys getting in the backfield. Guys like CJ Hicks coming down on blitzes, getting sacks. That was well. But I also thought the quarterbacks handled a lot of that pressure well as well. So I think it was on both sides. But, yeah, that defensive line, a veteran defensive line, I expect a lot out of that group, really out of the entire defense. But you really can hang your hat on the defensive line this year and the defensive backs with the hope and the expectation that some of those young linebackers who have a ton of talent continue to develop and are able to be impactful players this season.
Yeah, I got you there. So now, as everyone know, right, we got a quarterback competition, all right? We got a quarterback out the portal, a guy, and Will Howard, who's basically, I think he's essentially a four-year starter at Kansas. Yeah. I mean, he played a lot of football, played a lot of decent football, good football for his university before transfer over to Ohio State. And we know we have Devin Brown. Devin Brown is going to his third year here at Ohio State. Obviously, he was in a competition last year that he did not win, right? And when we come down to it, he played a little bit, but he had some injuries. And then essentially on the field, all we really know is for him to kind of, you know, maybe show a spark. And he had a couple of injuries, I think, both around his ankle, I believe. Going to practice, I believe he take the first steps, right, with the starters. He's the first quarterback to kind of go out there and get to perform. How did he look in his performance? And do you think – I know you're kind of on a bandwagon that we brought this guy in, he would be the starter. Do you think from his performance on Saturday that there's a pipeline, there's a chance there that he might actually be the number one QB1 here for Ohio State this coming season?
So I know you have you've taken the position that it's a competition, and it, you know, a lot of people are penciling in Will Howard as a starter. But Devin Brown could win that. I didn't really believe that that's true. I think they give him an honest competition. But it's hard to compete with game tape, game film. Now, I'm not saying Will Howard for the last 3-4 years at Kansas State has gone crazy, right? But he's done enough for Ryan Day and the staff to say, we want that guy to lead our team, right? Yeah, they may have said we want that guy to come in and compete with Devin Brown, but I don't think so. But in this practice, and now this is just one
practice. That's one practice, right?
Devin Brown looked like the best quarterback out there. You know, he was a gunslinger, throwing the ball deep across the middle. Was a pass to Bryson Rogers across the middle. Great pass. Those deep catches to Jeremiah Smith. If you haven't seen it yet, just go on social media and search Jeremiah Smith, and then you're going to see him, right? Came from Devin Brown. And that type of energy, right, is great. However, you know, I've been a fan of Devin Brown.
Yeah, from day one.
From day one because of his strong arm and what he can do. But he's going to have to continue to be able to develop and make all the throws, not just the – you know, the deep balls, which are impressive, but being able to identify what the defense is giving them, deliver the ball over linebackers in coverage, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, I think there's, based on what I saw, if he continues to progress from there, he gets himself an opportunity to compete. But I also think Will Howard had a good day too. Like, I don't, you know, I think his value is that he has the experience. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to continue to show that he is a leader. And I think he's going to be able to continue to show that. So it's going to be interesting from a competition standpoint. And one guy, the freshman, Julian Simeon.
Yeah, he's a big man, right?
The kid is impressive. Yeah. And, you know, in everything, no matter what it is, music, sports, whatever, there's some guys that it just seems like some of this stuff just comes easy to them, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe it doesn't. I'm not seeing, I don't see his work and all that has led up to this point. But, man, he throws a pretty ball. Mm-hmm. I'm not just talking about a deep ball. I'm talking about across the field. It's an accurate passer. It's going to have to continue to develop from, footwork and all that other stuff. But when it just comes down to him dropping back and throwing that pass, CJ Stroud is the type of player that he reminds me of, a guy who can just throw the ball, right? So he was also impressive. So I thought across the board, the quarterbacks, you go back to this point last year,
yeah,
they weren't, we had a lot of, right?
Yeah.
A lot of questions about the quarterbacks, but I didn't have that many questions this time. It is a really good competition.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Because, let's talk about last year. We was leaving the practice just like, we was kind of having a conversation right here on this show. Like, well, it's kind of tough to evaluate quarterbacks in practice, because there's a lot going on. So they kind of get on, if they're just not hitting the big balls, like, do you really even notice them? And, we made a lot of excuses for the guys that was kind of taking the snaps. But today, one day, we got three guys that we could kind of talk about right away. And then we also have, obviously, Lincoln there as well. I don't know. I don't believe Aaron Nolan had the chance to practice.
No, I think Aaron Nolan is either hurt or something. Some of that credit goes to the coaching this year. And I'd have to give some of that credit to Chip Kelly because it's not just the court. Like, somebody has to develop these guys, but it's also they just have to be able to be confident and be able to run that offense with confidence. And it felt like last year there was a lack of confidence. Specifically, actually, I remember last year, I felt like Devin Brown seemed like the more confident quarterback. And McCord seemed inconsistent from commanding that offense and really getting things going. So, I think that the coaching and the structure around that offense is much better this time around. And I'm hoping that continues because it's definitely going to be needed.
One more quick question about the quarterbacks. I guess I had some in my head. How big is Julian Simeon? Like, compared to the other guys, is he noticeably their size? Is he small? To me, he seemed kind of small when I looked at his high school tape. Is he of a stature, or how would you say he looked, I guess, from that eye test?
To me, compared to the other guys, he's on the smaller side. Like, kind of rotated with Lincoln. Lincoln's a much taller. He appears to be a much taller guy. But Julian's saying, I don't know what his listed height is or whatever. But he seems to be a little bit on the smaller side. But he finds those holes to throw the ball for sure. So it's gonna be exciting to see his development. And what he develops to be.
Gotcha. So some more news around Buckeye Nation. Obviously, we usually shoot once a week. But a couple weeks ago, we had something that in an uproar. We had to do an emergency show. We had to jump on to kind of get our thoughts across. And that was because we lost a running back coach to Michigan. We started spring ball, and Tony Alford decided he's taking his talents up to Michigan, got in the transfer portal, or whatever you want to call it on us, and take a job up there as the running back coach, and I believe like running game coordinator type of deal or something. So we had a spot to fill, and that spot has been filled. Ohio State will be bringing in Carlos Lachlan from Oregon. He was currently the Oregon running back coach to come in and take that position and fill that for us. Obviously, we don't know, right? But, you just kind of could Google guy a little bit here. I guess real quick, do you have any thoughts on him? I mean, looking up, it just seems like let me just go over this real quick. So he was at Oregon for two seasons as a running back coach. Before that, he spent 1 year at Western Kentucky as a running back coach. And then before that, there's no real experience of him being a running back coach. He was a high school recruiter from Florida State for a year before joining Western Kentucky. Before that, it looks like he was in high school doing like some offensive coordinator type of work. So, like I said, I would say not a ton of experience. But what's your thoughts on Carlos coming in from Oregon? And I don't know, you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just gonna I'm gonna make the assumption that they call Scotty Graham on the phone. he's on the West Coast. So he's on the, you know, Western, he's on Pacific time. He probably called him early in the morning. He probably didn't answer the phone. All right. Maybe like it was probably 8 a.m.
Right.
So I'm going to assume that that didn't work out. So they had to figure out. I don't have much. He doesn't seem to have a lot of experience. Right. I was joking that, you know, I got about as much as college coaching experience as he does. But, you know, I think this, it feels more like a recruiting move, right? Get a guy in conference, right? Oregon is
Big Ten. Yeah, we take another Big Ten coach. So that's a power move, that's for sure. Yeah.
We lost one to the rival. Let's go grab one from another elite. I mean, really, if you look at who's the top teams in the Big Ten, Oregon's probably.
We still owe Oregon one. That's a whole other conversation. Yeah. But we owe them one, for sure. But, yeah, go ahead.
So grab their coach. Also, a little wrinkle here. One of the running back recruits, Jordan Davidson, who's getting recruited by Ohio State, getting recruited by Tony Alford. Mm-hmm. Tony Alford goes to Michigan. So he's now obviously getting recruited by Michigan with that relationship that he's built. And I think Oregon was recruiting him as well. So you bring in a coach who's already building relationships with some of the targets that you're going after. So I think it's you know, at Ohio State, they specifically under Ryan Day, they really value your ability to recruit for obvious reasons, mm-hmm. right? So I think that played a big part in getting this guy. And they have to fill the role, right? So that also played a big part.
Yeah, well. Right. He has like a viral clip going around where he's like kind of explaining his coaching style. And he's like, yeah, nothing is given. You have to earn everything here. And that, to be honest, it sounds pretty good. Like it's a nice stern talking to, like he's speaking to the media, but you could feel, you know, his passion. They obviously don't know him as a coach, but if he coaches the way he talks to the media, and then, you know, that's always a start there. You know, a guy coming in that could really demand some guys, you know, to put some grit, to put some work in to get those carries come Saturday.
I don't care that much about those clips for real. Like, I care about him when I can point to the track record a little bit and say, dang, what he's saying and what he's done, man, that matches up really good. When I can't really point to the track record, I don't discount it. You know, that stuff is great, but it's kind of like, all right, you know, like, you know, from me receiving it, it's like, you know, that's great. Hopefully, you know, what he's talking is what he can bring to the table. It's to be determined. They feel the position. Yeah. And you know, hopefully he's a guy that can continue to help support that position, which is a great room that we have currently.
Yeah. I mean, he definitely walked into. I mean, I don't think it's really too much of an argument. It has to be the best running back room in the country, and he's also a former running back. He played college running back as well. I think he played at maybe like Chattanooga or something of the sorts. But so he has some experience at actually, you know, running the ball as well. So we'll see. Hopefully things go well. Hopefully, you know, no one is pointing fingers on him if we can't get the running game going this year. And the guys hold the ball and they do their job, they block. You know, all those things that a running back has to do. But, yeah, so but also, like you said, this practice, there was a lot of recruits in town. We hosted a lot of guys, people we was targeting for the upcoming season, as far as guys coming out of high school, family. Students, a lot going on, but it seemed like it was a successful weekend. We did have several guys commit. We have Deshaun Stewart, a four-star safety out of New Jersey. I'm a DZ Jones, who's a wide receiver. It looked like him and Deshaun are actually high school teammates. He's a wide receiver, four-star out of New Jersey. We have a linebacker commit, Tarvis Alford, a four-star linebacker out of Florida. Also have London Merritt, another guy out of Florida, four-star, that played the defensive line. So it seems like we might have lost the Alford and gained the Alford. I mean, is that Is that fair to say? Yeah.
It is fair. And I think, you know, we're getting a lot of top DBs, right? Yeah. We're getting a lot of top DBs. However, at the same time, there is kind of this hole at the safety position. We had, I mean, thank God we got Caleb Downs to come over, but Sonny Styles moved the linebacker. Leighton Ransom is going to be gone next year. Caleb Downs only really has this season and another season, and he's gone. We really needed to start filling in that safety position. And so you get Deshaun Stewart, who's coming in. Fahim Delane was at practice, another top safety. Dorian Brew was there as well, a guy who could play cornerback or safety.
He was actually on our show, so he's one of our guys for sure.
Definitely one of our guys. I spent some time with him during practice. Got to talk to Fahim as well. So Ohio State's not done, right? They're not done. Continuing to try to fill those gaps, those holes. And it almost feels like they're going to have too many quarterbacks, which I don't know if that's possible in the NIL era or people in the transfer portal era. People can transfer, but receiver and cornerback are like, I don't know.
Kind of knocking out of the park, right? I mean, those are a good problem to have. I mean, we could do a whole show on that. We would speak about it a little bit more, but we know all the guys that are committing. Chances are about time it's time to actually sign due to, we're going to say, birds in the air or NIL dollars. Guys kind of will start fluctuating around a little bit, but obviously our guys are doing their job and getting people to commit, and that's always a start. Because they see what they're coming into, the atmosphere that you're coming into, the competitive atmosphere, and how well we've been doing over the years. So kudos to Coach Day and staff for continuing to bring guys in. But that's our show for today. That's Believe in Buckeyes. Once again, we're brought to you by Bet Online. We like to always end our shows with a nice OH.
Ayo.
Go Bucks, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Go Bucks.